All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You heard it. You hear my voice. It's Dr. Oat. I'm back. Oh, like the Terminator said, I'll be back. I'm back. So good morning to everybody. Wonderful hearing you, seeing everybody. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. And we're excited to be back at the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Hope. My co-host, Tom Cortez, been doing an excellent job holding down the fort while I've been out. Thank you so much, my brother. We're just excited again for another Saturday. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
And we are to rejoice and be glad in it. Not sad in it, not mad in it, but to be glad in it. You have every reason to be happy. You have every reason to be thankful. We got to have the attitude of gratitude. And so we're thankful again for this wonderful, powerful, impactful show. It's going down. We're 1 month away. Next month, October 21st. Look how quick.
Man.
It seemed like I was saying it's like in March or something.
it's time.
Man, like we are a month away for the largest public safety event in the city of Tucson. Let's go. We're coming to get it. We're ready to impact lives. We're here to touch lives. We're here to bring healing to our communities. We're here to reunite fathers back to families and incarcerated mothers back to their families. It's going down. We're doing it Saturday, October 21st. It's going down at the TCC. Tucson Convention Center, the home of the Fresh Start Expo. Let's go.
Go.
It's going down. Downtown. We ain't going to jail downtown. You're going to meet us at the TCC. We got the judges. We got the prosecutors. We got the public defenders. We're ready to handle and help you with your legal services. We don't want you walking and not walking, but driving with a suspended license. Yeah. Let's come down to the TCC. Let us help you with the city courts to get your driver's license reinstated. Let's go. Let's handle your court fees and fines. Listen, Christmas coming up, and we know it's a little tough trying to figure out, do I pay these tickets or do I pay this rent and keep roof over my head? Listen, let's fix that. Let's come down to the TCC at the Fresh Start Expo. Let's work with some judges, get you on a new payment plan. Let's help you to get your driver's license back reinstated. Listen, it's going down. You have had a felony background. You are disenfranchised to vote. Let's help you to get your voters right back. We got 200,000 Arizonians with felonies that is disenfranchised to vote in this election. You know certain politicians count on that. Well, let's fix that. Let's bring a solution to this issue. Let's come on down to the Fresh Start and get your paperwork together so that we can help you to get your voters' rights restored, get your conviction set aside. And now, because of the new legislation, we can also help you to get seal your background, seal your records law. So take advantage of these things that was not, when we first was doing Fresh Start, there was no sealing your records. The best we had was set asides and restoration of rights. Now we got something else in our arsenal that can help you where when you apply for Walmart, you apply for Raytheon, or you apply for TUSD and do that background check, they will not be able to see a background. That's super dope, man. That is the closest Arizona have ever gotten to expungement. So listen, you want to take advantage of that. Meet us there. City courts is there. Juveniles, civil superior courts, justice courts, you name it. Laura Conover, county attorney, Megan Page, public defender, Pima County workforce, Jennifer Ekstrom. Listen, it's going down. We got it down here. Come down and get the help you need. There's no excuses. Let's go. Let's make this happen. So, listen, we got a great thing going on. And also lockdown on September. Tom, you 21st. Know better than me.
September 21st is the legacy event that where Dr. DeMond Holt and Fresh Start is going to be attending along with six or seven other nonprofits, which are going to present their nonprofits for people to invest in. On the 28th of the month, Dr. DeMond T. Holt will be at the breakfast for Ford Tucson, the government breakfast, and we're going to be speaking to him about the Fresh Start event. We're going to be speaking to him about what Fresh Start is able to do, and he's going to be talking about you guys going out there and burning the ships. And for those that don't know what that means that the early world discoverers went out in their boats, and when they landed where they were going, the captain said, burn the ships, because there was nothing left to do but go forward. And that's what you guys need to do. Burn the ships, because prison's not there. Burn the prison down, okay? Because you are moving into a future that prison is no longer part of. And that's what we want you to have. So burn the ships and move forward, because we're going to move forward with you in a fresh start.
All right. I love it. I love it. Listen. My brothers and sisters who are incarcerated right now, we want you to keep the faith. We want you to keep hope alive. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. Don't give in. You got a brighter future ahead. Mm-hmm. I want you to know, as our slogan say, you know, mistakes should just be a lesson, not a life sentence. Mm-hmm. And we've all made our mistakes. It's just some of us got our hands caught in the cookie jar at the wrong place at the wrong time. But I thank God for a restorative God. I thank God for a God of justice. I thank God for a God, not a second chance, but another chance. I thank God for just being very faithful to make sure that a brighter future is ahead of you. Will everything be easy? No. Will you get some doors shut in your face? Yes. Will some people tell you, no, it's impossible? Yes. But let me tell you, all you need is your faith and hard work and to the tenacity to never give up, and you can achieve. You can rebound. You can live your best days. It's not over. And it's not just about jobs. You got so much skill and talent that God gave you that you can, you got a million-dollar idea sitting right there. That's right there. All it need is some natural, so God can pour his super on it, and some amazing things can come forth. Tom, what you think about that, man?
Well, it's fear, bro. And we talked about it last week. We talk about it every week, man. And it fear of the unknown. And we have to stop fearing those things, because that's what's holding us back. That fear is holding us back. And if in this moment we would plunge forward and say, you know what? There's nothing that I can't do. And if this is what I need to achieve in order to be successful in the future, then I'm going to go do it. And man, it's so cool when you have people alongside you doing it with you. And that's the beauty of it. When these guys come up to us and say, man, I couldn't have done this without you guys connecting us and getting us together.
Yeah.
Bro, we're doing God's work, man, because He's putting people in our path that absolutely need what we're offering. You know, and that can only be God, bro, because just out of the blue, I mean, even these indiscriminate meeting of people during the day, it's like, do you know anybody? As a matter of fact, it's like God's so economical and his math is so much better than ours.
Yeah.
You know, that he puts people together that need the same thing at the same time rather than just deal with one person.
Yeah.
Let's deal with a whole group.
So help me with this, Tom, and I want you to chime in. But what I want to do is also use the show as a platform to talk people off the edge, because a lot of times people get frustrated. You know, they're like, "Man, I've been to 10 interviews. I got an eviction notice. My girl, my wife, my baby mama, whatever that looks like. It's like I need to do something, and I'm on edge." I feel like I'm about to do something stupid. You know, we just got to talk real on that stuff.
Yeah.
And I do know, like, if I go back, I get a meal, I got a roof over my head. I may not like the conditions, but I do know I ain't got to be homeless. I know I ain't got to have a tent outside. I know, you know, we got brothers and sisters who's on the edge. I think, you know, we can use this show to just talk to those people who's on the edge of, you know, they've done the work, they've done the interviews, they're constantly told no. They're trying to get housing to keep a roof over their head, their family. They told no. Some is feel embarrassed. They grown 40, 50, living at home with their parents. Some, you know, just hanging around the wrong crowd, getting tempted, getting that those proclivities to make that mistake. You know, they on the edge. You know, they about to do something criminal, stupid, to go back into the pen. Let's talk into that. You know, how do we help people? To talk them off the edge, to keep pressing on without giving up and doing something stupid.
Bro, it's my everyday life. It's my everyday life of waiting people to bring it back up. It's my everyday life of people coming at me. And if I would allow that to control my moments,
yeah,
then I'm going back.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many things coming at me in this world, in this flesh,
yeah,
that, yeah, it would be so much easier just to go sit in there with my little TV and my little iPad and not have to have any responsibilities. But you know what? Each and every day, the responsibilities that I have, you know, through Fresh Start, through Fort Tucson, through the things that I'm able to do in the city, are changing lives, bro. And yeah, and no matter what I feel at that moment, because there's a lot of moments where I don't feel like I want to be out here, bro. And that's just being honest, man. That's a, yeah, that, you know, because it's not easy out here for us that have been there for a long period of
yeah
time.
Yeah.
You know, and people are difficult. The flesh is difficult to deal yeah with. I mean, you know, and you're used to dealing with stuff in a certain way, yeah, bro. And then all of a sudden, this stuff is coming against you.
Yeah.
And then this comes from this angle. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you're bleeding on somebody that didn't hurt you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that's what's happening, bro. And just remember that there's somebody around that next corner. There's somebody that's dialing that phone and it's ringing, waiting for you to answer it.
Yeah.
Because it's something that you have. And I guarantee you, whoever it is that's hearing this word, receive this word. Because there is somebody that needs something that you have.
Yeah.
Because there is something that you have experienced in your life that you can keep somebody else from having to experience yeah if you were to share it.
Yeah.
So please, if you're feeling like going back there, get on the phone. Call me at Fort Tucson. Call DeMond. Send whatever right you need to do to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I can show you the light at the end of the tunnel. I can show you a gleaming bright light when you leave the tunnel.
Yeah.
But stop staying in it, because you're no longer in a cell. You're no longer in a box. You are free to live a life that God has given you to live fully.
Yeah.
To give back.
Yeah, that's dope. And I think that this also speaks to people who's on probation and parole.
Mm.
You know, don't do nothing stupid. You need to get your job. You need to. Yeah, I get it. It's not 5-star right now.
Yeah.
But go get your job. You don't want to go back into the pen. You want to report to your probation officer, your parole officer, that you're doing the right thing. Let's talk about. You know, you got to stay off them drugs, man.
Yeah.
You got to drop, don't be mad.
Yeah.
You know,
just because marijuana's legal.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's right to do it.
Right.
And
right,
if you're
right
doing it, somebody's going to see you doing it. And it's probably going to be somebody that you have influence
yeah
over, and you're influencing their life to follow your life.
Yeah.
And you see where your life has led.
Yeah.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 4 times in the joint, and now you're getting back out again and you still have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't believe for a second, bro, I would ever own a vehicle, own a home.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Credit.
You can do it.
Credit.
Yeah.
Bro, I have an incredible credit rating now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I pay my bills.
Yeah.
You know, because I do the things that we have to do
yeah
in order to read into what society
you
wants
said
us
something,
to do.
You said something very important when it comes to credit and buying power.
Mm.
Just because an employer don't give you a job doesn't mean that you're not sitting on that $1 million idea.
No.
All a $1 million idea needs is a business plan, some strategies, and some passion, and some funding.
Mm.
Funding is important, because in order to have funding, if you got a felony and you want to open your business, you got to be credit ready. So you got to do those things. You just can't be mad, and you just can't be having your lip poked out because things is easy.
Yeah.
You got to say, look, I want to get this business. I don't want to just work a job. I got this vision that God gave me. I know that it can work if it get funded. Well, people ain't just throwing money at everybody, and they yeah surely just ain't throwing no money out no felony. So you got to get credit ready. I'm glad you brought that up, because you need to start getting financial literacy.
Yeah.
You need to start having somebody show you how to look at all the 3 different credit bureaus and getting all that bad stuff off. And then one season at a time, get you an open good credit so you can get some good reporting so you can get out of the 500s and get into the 600s and get into the 700s. You at least need around like a 680, and that's still a little low for some of the stuff you want to do.
Yeah.
But if you can do at least a 680 FICO, you can get certain business credit cards that can help fund your business. Listen, these are things like we got to be talking about, getting people ideas that's been formerly incarcerated. Yes, you got to get a job right now because you got to stabilize your house. You got to have some money. Some money beats no money. But while you're making that some money, you could be working on that $1 million plan, you know, getting yourself together, having that credit readiness so that people can fund your vision and you can open up your business.
But just right now, bro, there's a dude that did a song on YouTube and made $40 million. That Oliver dude, the, the people north of Raleigh, that, and this is the number one song in the world right now, and this dude was from the backwoods,
you know, still so, is
know, and that's the thing, there, and all the talent that I've seen in there, bro, I mean, just extraordinary. I mean, the tattoo artists, the artists, the you know, people that just create little things with leather, with wood, you know, it's just absolutely incredible if you give these people the opportunity to show you what they're made of. You know, and then actually appreciate it, it changes their life because you've never been appreciated.
I'm a big believer what the Word of God says. The Bible says if a man's gift maketh room for him and bring him for great men, just because you've been in prison don't mean you're not gifted. Good God Almighty. I mean, they strip us for, they strip you from dignity, strip you from your character, your reputation, but deep down inside of you, you are gifted. I don't know who's listening to this, but I think you need to hear that. You need to be affirmed, you need to be seen, you need to be inspired that you are gifted. And I believe in God's word when it says if a man will work his gift, the doors will open. Listen what it's saying. If a, when a man works it, not sit back and complain, not sit back and like nothing is happening for me, I get it, it's tough, it's not easy, but you can't give up putting in that work. God is going to reward you if you work the gift he's given you. You still a chef. You still got culinary arts. You can have your own restaurant, right? You can do all kinds. You can still open up your barbershop. You can still get your barbers. Like you can and be an entrepreneur. I mean, so when a man works his gift, and that's universal. A woman works his gift. It's universal. I don't care how long you've been in prison. You think about what you've been gifted to do in this world, and you start applying it, the doors will open.
And a wonderful part of that, bro, is I brought this today. It's called the Workforce and Innovation and Opportunity Act. And what this is affords is a $10,000 grant to anybody in, from a disenfranchised group, which is somebody being released from prison. There's a $10,000 grant that you can get a whole new vocation. You can go back to school and get certified with an, a sustainable wage through the Center of Opportunity or the Center of Excellence at Pima Community College for those programs. It's this is beautiful, bro, and this is federal. This is for anybody in the country that that's being released or in a disenfranchised group. You can apply for a Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act grant, and with the opportunities that are out there for us to grab onto these things, why wouldn't you?
You know, I was thinking yesterday, and rather as a doctor, pastor, or leader of Fresh Start, there's two outcomes I want. The first outcome is I do, whether if I'm the pastor, the trauma doctor, or the CEO and founder of Fresh Start, the number one objective, I do all three of those things to make sure that I make the world that I was born in better than the way I found it.
That's good.
Whether that's in Tucson, whether that's wherever, I want to leave wherever I'm assigned to better. Number two, this is even deeper than that. I want to impact people's lives to the point they give God another try.
Yeah, that's real, bro. That's
man,
real. Because I will tell you, brother, that there is no possible chance that I could do any of this without him.
Yeah.
There is no chance that I can move forward one step without his presence in my life. Now, therefore, there's no condemnation. You're not in him all the time. Right, so when you're not in him, you're feeling that condemnation. So it's the best thing to do is get back in here. You know, so you don't have to go there.
And that's why I like, you know, I had one designer say, you know, oh, you know, your logo needs this and needs that. And I said, I ain't changing nothing. That F stands for forgiveness. It stands for freedom. It stands for freshness. It's a symbol that I want people, to, when they come to Fresh Start, that they're not ashamed of. We don't, you know, we don't put We don't even put reentry on anything. Yeah. There's nothing on there to have a negative type of if you notice, that's strategic.
Yeah.
I want people to see the F, for freedom, not felon, for freedom, you know, and forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that's what Fresh Start is. That's what, you know, not to get really preachy, I try to be balanced, but that's the power of Calvary's cross. And it's to bring freedom, and God wants felons that made bad choices. He wants you to know He loves you, and His love doesn't change. And no matter what type of reputation that's been designated to you, or some prison number, and how we've been identified, all of that goes out the window when it comes to God's grace. And we need to understand that if God has forgiven us, it's time for you to forgive yourself. Sometimes that's the toughest thing, is that we can accept God's forgiveness, but we can't let ourselves off the hook of what we've done. Yeah. But freedom and fresh start is now.
Yeah. Life, to have life, bro, you have to have faith, family, and freedom.
Yeah.
If you take any of those F's out of life, you got a lie.
Yeah.
And you're living a lie.
Yeah.
And you're living a facade. And God cannot bless a facade. He cannot bless who you pretend to be. He can bless who He made you to be. So come out of there and become who you were made to be.
Yeah. Those three items that you just said, it's all covered by the gospel.
Yeah.
The good news. And He said that the Spirit of God has anointed me to preach the gospel and to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those. Man, listen, God is good. I don't want to get preachy, but I just feel something today. Somebody just need to be encouraged and uplifted, you know, as these are some tough times, but you can't give up. You cannot give up. Think a picture about your daughters. There's eventually, if you don't get out of prison, you know, you're going to miss that wedding. Think about your son that's about to graduate high school and get that college football opportunity. You're going to miss that. You know, and our wives only hold on for so long, you know, and that's stress on the family. So listen, we're losing time, but we want to use this space to speak people off the edge, to think a little bit deeper than just being emotional. It's to shift your emotions to intelligence and start making decisions from the intelligent you and not the emotional you. All right, we're getting out. Tom, any of the resources and stuff going on in the community?
Oh, we got a bunch of stuff going on. Go to the Fort Tucson website, but please come out to either Legacy or the Fort Tucson Government Breakfast at the end of the month in Northminster Presbyterian Church, when Dr. Holt is going to be there speaking on Fresh Start and the future of Fresh Start. Please come out and join us. And for all of you guys out on the ledge, your best day in there wouldn't compare to your worst day out here, because your worst day out here is more wonderful than anything possible can happen in there. Because your worst day out here, you'll still have the choice to call, to love, and be free to do those things.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You heard it from Tom Cortez, our co-host. Listen, we're getting ready to sign out. Remember, Saturday, October 21st at the TCC is going down, Fresh Start Expo. If you're a vendor that wants to be a vendor, you still got time to sign up. So go to our website. We got a new website. It's done at www.freshstartinternational.org. That is freshstartinternational.org. Our mission is there. You want to sign up as volunteers? We need more volunteers. Come on and join us. I'm going to steal Dan Ekstrom's term. We're shifting from volunteers to Fresh Start community ambassadors.
Amen. That's real,
so
too. That's good.
You're about to be community. And I told him, so I'm not plagiarizing. Yeah. I've already caught him. So let's make it clear that I ain't stealing. I caught him. I'm not plagiarizing, okay? I told him, I said, man, we're balling that. We need more community ambassadors. So if you're not not doing anything, come and join us. Check it out on the website, freshstartinternational.org. It's going down. Listen, if you have not been to church, find somewhere to go and worship, because the Lord is waiting to visit you there. Listen, don't give up. Don't give in. It's not over. To God says it's over. The scripture says, be not weary in well-doing. For if you don't give up, you will reap if you don't faint. And so I'm telling all our people incarcerated, let's reap. Don't faint. Don't give up. And watch God begin to bless you. All right. We're here every Saturday, 7:30 at the Fresh Start Show, 106.3 FM. Join us. Love to see you. Take care.